Good morning, you listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom Davis, who's the retiring president and CEO at Mannington. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Hope you are.
Good to be with you. This is a momentous day for you. This is your last day as the serving president and CEO of Mannington. Yeah, I'm sure you're very busy making room for Russell Grizzle to move in. Let's talk a little bit, if you would. I guess the first question to ask you was, you know, how did you end up in the flooring industry, and what were the various jobs you held along the way?
Holy smoke. I'm glad I've got a good memory because I have to go way back. I actually started my career, Kemp, as a research chemist, believe it or not, after I served with the military. Uh-huh. And that was with Milliken & Company, and that was in 1970. Mm-hmm. And then between then and about 1978, I was in many, many jobs in and around the Carolinas, Georgia, all the way as far north as New Hampshire. I think in that period, my wife and I actually relocated 6 times. Mm-hmm. And then on one occasion, we lived in 4 houses while my wife was pregnant. So Betty has never forgiven me for that. Oh. And then in 78 is when I really got involved with flooring.
Okay.
And that, again, was with Milliken and LaGrange. And ever since, I've been involved in some way in the flooring business. And I've done everything from product development, manufacturing, sales and marketing, general management, a little bit of it all.
All right. And then so most of that was focused on the soft side. And then I guess it's about 18 years ago, you got a telephone call and you decided, even though you're a southern gentleman, that you might move north. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. In fact, I remember the day vividly when I got the call. And the gentleman called me and was asking if I would be, interested in a position in a flooring company. He wouldn't tell me who, but I asked him where it was, and he told me it was up here in New Jersey. And I had lived in New Hampshire before, but I'd never lived in this part of the world. And I had a young daughter, so I wasn't sure I was ready for that sort of a move. But you know what? I agreed to meet with Tony Kelly in Atlanta for dinner. And had an absolutely immediate liking for the man, as well as, I guess, recognizing that in so many ways we were in sync and yet complementary based on our respective backgrounds. And Tony Kelly was the CEO at the time when I joined Mannington, and then came up and interviewed and eventually accepted the position as president of, at the time, Mannington's Resilient Division, which was all of the vinyl products made here in Salem. And it's been a great 18 years since. I've loved every minute of it.
Okay. So how has the industry evolved during your tenure working with the flooring industry?
Well, obviously there's been, as in any industry, there have been immense changes when you look across flooring. Clearly, consolidations at every level in the channel, whether you talk suppliers of chemicals and fibers to manufacturers to distribution to retail. There's been an immense amount of change in that regard. And, the growth of hard surface has been a change from when I first entered the business, when carpet was probably close to, 80% of all the flooring sales.
Right.
Sustainability. When I first got in the business, you worried about it from a regulatory standpoint, but it certainly wasn't important to your ultimate customer as it is today and will continue to be. So, there have been tremendous changes. I could probably go on and on. Mass merchants, for example,
right.
The impact they've had on the business. So a lot's happened.
Right. Big box stores, which is not an area where Mannington plays, right?
That's correct. Years ago decided that the Mannington brand, would not be in the home centers, and so we have stuck to that. We do have some product there, but it is private labeled or other brands.
Okay, so as you look back, what are some of your fondest memories along your career path?
There have been a lot of good memories, and most of them center on the people in this industry. The one that is at top of mind right now is really the outpouring of kindness and well wishes I've gotten over the last several months as I prepared to retire. It's really been overwhelming. People have just been fantastic, and I think it's representative of this industry we're in. I think the people in this industry are really special, and I think some folks work in industries where they don't have the kind of relationships that we enjoy up and down the channel, which I find very special. So that has certainly been a highlight, is having people reach out to me in that way. And then, I'd say that the day I joined Mannington And then during the course of my career here, the excitement you feel and the energy you feel at the big shows, Surfaces, for example, which we've been a big part of for many years, and Neocon. I don't think there's anything like the euphoria you get there when a market is hot and things are good and you have new products that are well received. I think those are kind of the highlights for me.
You have some very interesting character traits. You write handwritten notes and you're real personable. Do you worry that the next generation will have these same, with all this technology and email? Do you worry about the future leadership and as it comes into the industry?
I do a little bit. I don't worry so much about it here at Bannington because we really work hard at building an organization that embraces, the people side of the business, whether it be your employees, the communities you're in, suppliers, the people that work in our plants, the customers, obviously. We all think maintaining those kind of relationships, give us an edge at our size, which we need because we're certainly not the biggest in the industry. We're important, but we think we have to be people that folks trust and like to do business with.
Yeah.
I've just always believed that one of the easiest things in the world is to be nice to people, and I think some people make that way too hard.
Do you think this business offers the same career opportunities that it afforded you?
Yeah, I do. There's still a tremendous amount of exciting thing going on, whether it be the technology out there, the social media, which I think is going to continue to grow and impact our business. You actually have a whole side of the business that didn't even exist when I first got into flooring or into textiles, for that matter. Technology, very exciting, I think, for young engineers coming out of school to deal in so many categories. When I got in the business, you really were a carpet company or a vinyl company or a wood company.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the big players are really flooring companies.
Right.
And Bannington was kind of one of the early ones to embrace that idea. And I give a lot of credit to that to Johnny Campbell, who I was fortunate enough to know for a few years before he passed after I joined the company. The reality is every part of a home or every part of a commercial building, whether it be a school or a hospital, or a retail store, has different demands. And I think you need to have an offering that addresses those in the appropriate way.
Yeah. All right, so what's next for Tom and Betty Davis? We've talked about the fact you grew up in the South and you moved north 18 years ago and now you retire. I know you're going to stay on the board with Bannington. But so what are you and Betty going to do? Have you bought a retirement place somewhere? Where are you moving?
Well, we have a home on the coast of South Carolina at a place called Deverdew, which is near Pawleys Island, and we're going to spend more time there. Betty's been fortunate enough to spend most of the summers there with our daughter and our grandkids, and now I'm hoping to spend more time there. And my wife and I love to golf. I love to fish.
Uh-huh.
But I think the thing we're most excited about is more time with the grandchildren. We're hoping to relocate to Athens, Georgia, where I have two daughters and three grandchildren and one on the way. And my son's not too far away with he and his wife and his son over in Birmingham.
And we should point out that the reason you're retiring is actually Bannington has a mandatory retirement rule at 65. So that's
correct. Yeah. That's correct. And, I've been CEO now for 11 years.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting decade to be CEO, having gone through so many, different things. Started out with, 9-1-1, the tech bubble, the housing boom, bust. I think it's a good rule because, as I'm seeing already with Russell coming in, he is looking at this company through a different set of lenses than I had.
Yeah.
And he's bringing new, exciting ideas, and he's already having an impact. So I think it's very good to sort of have a changing of the guard, and so I think it's a good rule.
Okay, great, Tom. Well, it's great to talk to you, especially on this momentous day. Wish you the best of luck. I know we'll probably still see you every now and then. I hope retirement is great for you. Again, we've been talking to Tom Davis, who's retiring today from Bannington Mills, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.